Kanye West and Drake, man, just tore it down for the Free Larry Hoover concert. Let's talk about it. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs.
Yeah.
Steak and
egg. What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there? I hope everybody is doing good, man. Y'all great, y'all healthy, man. First and foremost, man, straight like, comment, subscribe, man. Follow everywhere, man, on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, any place you can name, man. We out here, man, Steak and Eggs, man. Straight up, man. Go to www.steakandeggs.com for the blog and for the merch, man. And then if you listening to this podcast, man, you can find it on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, man. So without further ado, man, like I said in the intro, Kanye West and Drake, man, they just combined forces to perform at the LA Coliseum, dog, for the Free Larry Hoover benefit concert, man. So I guess, you know, with them coming together, man, this is just gonna help them free Larry Hoover in some way or form, man. I seen a lot of people on the timeline on Twitter was kind of confused, like, how are we freeing Larry Hoover with this? I guess the proceeds going to something, man. I gotta look into it furthermore, man. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, this is a good thing for, you know, Drake and Kanye to come together after all this time. They've been beefing for the last few years, you know what I'm saying? And so according to them, man, Larry Hoover reached out to Jay Prince because they tight, man. And then Ye has been doing his work with Larry Hoover's son. And, you know, from the Bing, goddamn me, you know what I'm saying, dog, Larry Hoover was like, yo, these dudes need to come together, you know what I'm saying? So when, you know, saying people of respect, men of respect, put a call in, man, you got to do it, you know what I'm saying, straight up, man. So I mean, it was pretty dope, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, for all the people that tuned in, man, it was on Prime Video, man. It was live on Twitch. Some people said that it was streaming live on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, man? So everybody could everybody was able to see it, you know what I'm saying? And then I put up a couple clips on our Steak and Eggs Instagram page, man, that you can go check out too, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you could watch it from the comfort of your home, and it was pretty dope, man. Like somebody was saying too, where it's like, you know, this is the year 2021, man, and it's like, just thinking about it, like, Amazon, this is on Amazon, so Jeff Bezos had a part of it, you know, it's Kanye West, it's Drake, it's Jay Prince, and it's Larry Hoover, so it's like, all of these names in one sentence, you know what I'm saying? But it's just crazy, man. It's something that's really dope, it's epic, man. Drake gave Ye a lot of his flowers, man. Ye did the same thing. You know, if you was just familiar with they beef over all these years, from the situations with Pusha to the situations with, you know, Drake wanted a beat, and, you know, saying Ye did something funny with the beat, man. Then, you know, it was just a bunch of dumb stuff going on, man, from two dudes that really had a lot of respect and love for each other, and they was dissing each other on songs, and they homies just beefing type shit. And, you know what I'm saying, it was something that was totally unnecessary, and it caused a divide between the fan bases as well, you know what I'm saying? Because even the fans, like, it was people that used to be fans of Kanye, but now that they more bigger fans of Drake, they felt the need to have to distance themselves from being a Kanye fan, like just picking sides and choosing sides, and, you know what I'm saying, just automatically Donda had to be whack because it was competing with CLB, and CLB had to be whack because it was competing with Donda, when it shouldn't even be like that. We should just be able to appreciate both artists, you know what I'm saying, because they're both legends. And I mean, you know, of course, Ye being the older veteran, and helping, you know what I'm saying, even Usher and help Drake become the type of artist that he is, just from influence, but also from helping him write songs and produce songs for him and being really integral in the beginning stages of his career. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, for Drake to become such a big artist that he is over time, when he came way after dude, and you know what I'm saying, he was basically groomed to just be this dope artist, this mega superstar, and now his stature is on the level of, or almost to a level of, you know what I'm saying, Kanye and Jay-Z and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's just crazy, man. But yeah, man, they finally came together, man, and after all this time, and it was just, it was dope to me, you know what I'm saying? I had a funky good time, because it was like, just to hear Kanye perform his hits. Ye hasn't performed his hits in so long. He hasn't performed rap songs in years, bro. Like, he really has not. I think the most he has was, he performed it at like somebody's wedding a few months ago, and he messed up the lyrics or something like that, man. I would have to find that video and post it, but it was like crazy, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he hasn't performed his rap songs in a long time. I mean, other than they might do renditions during Sunday service, and shout out to the Sunday service choir. I hope that y'all are putting more respect on the Sunday service choir, because they are ridiculous. They are very, very dope, dog. The album was really dope, and everything they did on Jesus is King, and then just everything they do on Sunday service. If you ever catch the videos, bro, the voices that they all have in unison, like, how it's, I don't know if any of y'all grew up in the choir, you know what I'm saying, or in church, but I know that my family did. So it's certain things that I heard with that choir that the average person might not hear. So that's probably why they be so turned off about Ye making gospel music and stuff like that, because they just really can't get it, you know what I'm saying? But the octaves and everything that they do in unison, dog, like, it's really, really dope. And so I really love them. And so they did the first few songs at the show or whatever it is, and then it was also like, when Drake came out, he performed 24 hours, like his own version of 24 hours, and it was really dope, because 24 hours is my favorite song off of Donda, that and Come to Life. And so to hear the Drake have a version of that is really dope, and I hope that we get it official, like an official drop of that song. So it's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, a lot of people on the timeline probably mad as hell. A lot of people were very mad. And it was funny, because people was like, this dude Drake really just came out and performed nothing but CLB songs. He really came out and performed nothing but Certified Lover Boy songs. And yeah, bro, like, my dude did not get into his bag at all on, like, his hits, you know what I'm saying? Like, the CLB songs is dope, and a lot of people love that album, but to see diehard Drake fans on the timeline furious, because they like, fam, we don't want to hear this. And these are people that were even going to bat for the album being better than Donda, but when you listen to the performance, dog, every Donda song that got played rang off in that stadium, dog. And I even seen some of these people that were diehard Drake fans saying, like, yo, maybe Donda is the better album, fam. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy, bro, that could just do that. You know what I'm saying? And so, but like I said, the Drake stuff was going off, man. And then he performed like God's Plan and stuff like that too. But yeah, he was like, I'm just finna perform new stuff because I haven't been in LA in a while. And I thought it was a good strategy. But after Ye performed all of his hits, cause he, like I said, he hasn't performed rap songs in a long time. And so he performed all of his hits and then a few things off of Donda, but he performed all of his hits damn near, you know what I'm saying, from All Falls Down, Stronger, Jesus Walks, you know what I'm saying, like, he was really on some College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s and Heartbreak, Life of Pablo, like, he was just performing banger after banger, dog. He, you know what I'm saying, like, it was just crazy, bro. It was crazy. He went through every album, dog. Dude even performed Black Skinhead and Bound 2, so it was just like, you know, Father Stretch My Hands type shit. Like, he was really just performing bangers, bro. And even Gold Digger, Touch the Sky, like, come on, bro. And it was crazy because Ye, you could tell that Ye was trying to censor himself, but also that he probably didn't know the lyrics to these songs, because for one, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he was trying to censor himself, but also because he didn't want to cuss after he really converted fully into Christianity in these last few years. So he hasn't been trying to cuss. He hasn't been even saying the N-word or anything like that. And so that's why I said he wasn't performing any of those songs. He was performing the newer stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like Jesus is King, Donda Records, and just the other renditions and remixes that they'll do of some of his old songs, but of other songs, that's stuff that he was performing at Sunday service. So he hasn't been on a hip-hop stage in a while to perform any of his hip-hop songs. So you could tell that it's been a while because he was, one, messing up, but two, trying to censor himself, you know what I'm saying? And so, but I mean, dog, that stuff was ringing off because they were classics, just classic bangers. And yeah, bro, it was a good time. It was a good time, bro. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, Drake performed majority of the CLB, you know what I'm saying? And it turned a lot of people off, man. But I mean, the people in the stadium had a good time because you can tell, like, they hadn't heard it in a while. So like he said, like, shit, I ain't been to LA in a while. I'ma just let this new stuff ring off. And it sounded like everybody in the stadium was feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people at home that was on Twitter, fam, they was not feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? They was not feeling it, bro. You know, but I mean, at the end of the day, I guess everybody had a good time, man. And it was pretty cool because I guess in hindsight, too, it could help people that are more diehard Kanye fans hear that Drake stuff and be like, okay, because they didn't give CLB a chance. And so they probably heard something that sounded great. And for the people that aren't Kanye fans, they are more Drake fans, they probably heard those old bangers and was like, yo, I gotta go back and hear that oh yay that I hadn't heard in a while because I got turned off on, bro. You know what I'm saying? But also for the people that probably never heard any of that Kanye stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it had its perks, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And and then for the people that hated Donda, they probably heard those Donda records. And then shout out to Mike Dean just for him just being awesome, bro. Mike Dean is the GOAT, bro. Man, everything that he did, man, with that. Oh, man, dog. Just the production, man. Just him on the keys and the guitar and everything that he was just doing over there, man, to just make the sound amazing, man. That is why he is the best in the game. You know what I'm saying? And why you see more and more artists go work with Mike Dean. And he's Kanye's right-hand man when it comes to that stuff that they do. And he just kept telling them, Mike, just keep playing them. Just keep playing them. Just keep going in. And he was letting Mike get his little solo riffs off too, bro. So it was really dope. It was fun. I had a good time, man. Those tears of joy, those chills you get when it's just like such a great moment, or just like you haven't heard that song in a while and it just brings you back to those memories, dog. So yeah, it was fun, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it, dog. Yo, free Larry Hoover, man. Free Jeff Fort. Free all the guys, you know what I'm saying? Free everybody, man. You know what I'm saying, dog? And RIP to Virgil Abloh, man. RIP to Slim 400. RIP to Young Dolph, man. Yo, man, and I'm signing out, man. You know what I'm saying, dog? Like I said, I hope y'all had a good time, man. Follow Steak and Eggs on every platform, dog. And yo, you know what I'm saying? I love each and every one of y'all. Peace.